not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosiehrosieyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
About thank God for Jesus. Amen. Deacon Barque, thank you for that prayer. Amen. That prayer sparked something in my spirit. Praise God. Thank Jesus for the victory. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. You ought to thank Jesus for the victory. You know, I asked a question, how many people in here today would like for their favorite team to experience a victory in those major playoff games? Tonight, I believe, is the basketball all-star game. And I've always been a proponent of the West. So I'm hoping that the West will have a victory on tonight. And in our text today, the Apostle Paul gives expression to what? The gratitude in his heart for a unique victory, praise God, that is assured to those who exercise a firm faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe that it's appropriate at this time for you to turn to your neighbor, because I want y'all to help me today. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Do you have a firm belief in the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, he is shouting. That's why I wanted to read it, because if you read that, it's almost like Paul is shouting with joy because of the confidence, praise God, in the ultimate victory that will be ours through faith in Jesus Christ. Not in nothing else, praise God, but faith in Jesus Christ. Y'all hear me sing that song, and I love it. Praise God, move upstairs. I don't sing that song just because it sounds good. I don't sing that song just to try to make somebody shout. Praise God, I sing that song because one of these days, praise God, there is a room for me upstairs, and that's because, praise God, I have the victory. Praise God, through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, in our text, Paul has concluded, praise God, his statement on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he has expressed his confidence and his conviction that those of us who trust Jesus, praise God, will likewise experience victory over death and the grave. Oh, yeah. You see, as Paul writes this text, it appears that his heart sings with joy and thanksgiving, no doubt because he anticipates his own victory, praise God, over death. Oh, yeah. So as we look at this text, there are three reasons why we should be thankful and thank God for the victory of heaven. Praise God. First of all, we can be thankful for the victory over sin. You see, sin is one disease, praise God, that we all have in common. Amen. That's a disease that we all have in common. And this disease is worse than cancer. And it is a malignancy, praise God, that nobody can overcome in the human ways. Praise God. It is a disease, praise God, that if not overcome, is going to result in death. Praise God. Somebody looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. That disease of sin will result in death, not only of your body, but praise God, but of your soul. Amen. So Jesus gives us the victory over sin. Someone may say, you know, I don't believe I sin no more. I'm good at two-shoe. Praise God, they feel like they're doing pretty good. But can I remind us what the Bible says? Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says that we all have sinned. Amen. And I have enough sense to know that have is in back in past tense. We have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. Praise God. So none of us can sit down and stick our chest out. None of us, praise God, can beat a drum because we all have sinned. Praise God. The thing is, don't keep on sinning. Praise God. So we find that Jesus Christ have the victory over sin. That three things of sin that he has the victory over. He's given us the victory over the penalty of sin, which is death. Praise God. If you look at Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it tells you that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is in fact eternal life. What? Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something this morning, my brothers and my sisters. Sin deserves death for two very clear reasons. First of all, sin is acting against God. I'm talking about acting against his very nature. And you want to know the nature of God? God's nature is purity and morality. His nature is holiness and glory. His nature is justice and righteous. His nature, Rem Phillips, as we were talking yesterday evening, is love, praise God. And it is, in fact, grace. So for that reason alone, sin needs to be put to death. But the second reason why sin needs to die, praise God, because sin is downright rebellion against God. Amen. Those who commit sin, praise God, it is them who are rejecting God. They are ignoring God. They are disobeying God. And they are denying God. And they are refusing to live for God. You see, true justice demands that sin receives its payment or its wages. And since sin is so opposed to God's nature and is actually rebellious against God, let me tell you something. It deserves to die. Amen. It deserves to die. But thank God, praise God, for the victory over the penalty of death. You see, through Jesus Christ, we have the victory over the penalty of death, but we also have victory over the power of death. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the power of sin. praise God, should have no more dominion over you. Praise God. You see, he gives us the victory over the power of sin. Amen. In other words, once you have received him, I'm talking about truly received him, and you have given your life to him, he gives you the power over sin. Amen. Somebody look at me like I'm gone crazy. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about, because I have been there. Praise God. You see, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Listen at these words. It says, "For it is God which worked in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure." What I mean by that? That word "work" in that Greek word for that word "work" means to energize. In other words, what that verse is trying to tell us is that Jesus arouses and he energizes us, praise God, so that we won't sin. Amen. In other words, he gives us the power to say no, praise God, when the world and everything else trying to tell us to say yes. Gives us the power, praise God, to go to the right when the world and everything else is telling us to go to the left. Praise God. You see, he arouses the heart of the believer, praise God, to do his will and not the will of the devil. In other words, God is working within us. He is energizing us, giving us both the will and the power to do what pleases him. And with the Holy Ghost working in us, praise God, sin no longer has power over us. Amen. You want somebody looking at me and say, "Well, you give me a scripture to tell me that." Can I give you one? Can I give them one, Sister Lee? Praise God. 1 Corinthians. Put 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 on the marquee. It's in your Bible. Praise God. Look what Paul writes. He says that there has no temptation taken you, but that such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. See, he's going to make a way for you to escape. But you want to know what you got to do? He's energizing you. He's arousing you, praise God, so that you would make the escape. But you got to take the escape route. Oh my God. Praise God. You got to take the escape route. He's going to give you an escape route when that temptation comes over you to do something that's wrong. But you got to take the escape route. Praise God. If you don't take the escape route, that tells me that you're going into that thing headlong. Praise God. So he gives us the power over the penalty of sin. He gives us the power over the power of sin, excuse me. But thirdly, it's through Jesus Christ. He will one day give us victory over the very presence of sin. Amen. Let me read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. And I'm gonna make this a reading assignment for us. Praise God. Everybody will go back. And I mean, take your time. Don't just read it. I want you to take your time and read Hebrews chapter 9. Read that whole chapter, underlining certain words and looking at it. Let the Lord speak to you, praise God, through that particular chapter. There's a lot of stuff in that chapter, chapter 9 of Hebrews, praise God, because we find that he gives us the victory over the very presence of sin. Look what Hebrews chapter 9 verse 28 says. He says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear what? The second time without sin unto salvation." In other words, he's coming back. Praise God. And every believer that believes in Christ, praise God, he has taken our sins upon him. And when he comes back that second time, you don't have to worry about none of that kind of stuff, because all of your sins will have been taken upon him. Praise God, because when he comes to take us out of the very presence of sin, of course, you know what that means.